So I was on the way home yesterday from some errand I was on, and it's not important what it was, and I drove right past some young girls who had set up some kind of a lemonade stand. I think I read Soda Pop on one of the signs that they had out. And it was unfortunate because usually I'll always make it a point to stop at something like that because I want to, as much as possible, reinforce the idea that you, as an entrepreneur, went out there, took the risk, set up the stand, went through all the effort so that you could hopefully make a few sales. And I want you to know that that kind of stuff does work. And so especially as a young kid, I want to reinforce that. And I always do that as whenever I pass by a lemonade stand or a cookie stand or anything like that. I'm always right there. But yesterday I drove right past and I didn't turn around and come back, and that was it. I was very limited on the time that I had. I needed to get back to my desk and to the office. And because of the way the girl had positioned herself with her sign, it was just too late. By the time I saw her and I saw the stand, I was already past it. I'm on my way home. Forget about it. I'm not turning around. And I thought, isn't this a great lesson for your sales and marketing efforts in general? About coming at your prospects and your customers and those you're trying to reach day to day in a little bit different way, always testing, always trying to reveal more of the truth about what actually works, what actually gets people's attention, what gets them to raise their hand, what gets them to come in and buy your stuff. And sometimes it's as simple as just being in the right spot at the right time. And this was a great example of that. That's why that old expression, you know, what's the most important thing in business? Location, 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 location is everything. In this case, it's the location of your marketing, the location of the sign that you decided to put out so you could tell me you had this lemonade and pop stand set up. If you were 25 yards up the road a little bit, yeah, I know, then you can't stand with your friends and all be there together at the same time, but you're going to make me aware of it. Then I'm going to be looking for it. I'm going to be slowing down. I'm going to find it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to buy something. So you, as a salesperson or marketing expert out there trying to cultivate that slight edge, as you know we do here all the time in the ashflash.com, I just thought you might appreciate that story. What can you do right now today with one of your campaigns, with all of your campaigns, with your sales efforts, with everything you're trying to do to reach your prospective buyers? How might you change your positioning just a little bit? And not just your physical positioning, but your metaphysical positioning. Where are you coming from today and why? And how might you do that just a little bit differently so that you could get somebody's attention in a different way? Good luck out there. John Ashworth, aka Johnny Renaissance, here on theashflash.com. Become a subscriber today. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Remember, always feel free to reach out to me. And if I'm available, I love to have conversations about sales, marketing, and how I can help you improve your life, business, and career. Take care, everybody. John Ashworth, signing off.